Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 177 for Wednesday, December 9th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were steady to lower Wednesday morning, although activity was thin and choppy as participants await the USDA's latest supply-demand report out later in the day. Canola was steady to down a dollar, the January contract unchanged at $473.30 per ton. A firmer tone in the Canadian dollar did contribute to some overnight weakness in canola. The large supplies overhanging the market were also weighing on prices, with the recent run-up likely bringing in some more farmer selling. However, early gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provided underlying support. The Canadian dollar also still remains at its lowest levels in 11 years, despite today's modest correction, and that's helping keep crush margins well supported. The USDA's supply-demand report is out later this morning, and any surprises in that data has the potential to swing prices one way or the other when it's released. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat all mostly higher, as traders there are squaring positions ahead of that USDA report. Soybeans up 3 to 7 cents, the January contract up 6 at $8.83 per bushel. Soybeans hit their lowest levels in a week yesterday and were due for a bit of a correction this morning. While the USDA is generally expected to keep its soybean stock projections relatively unchanged, the chance of an unexpected bullish surprise was enough to provide some early support. However, good South American crop prospects did limit the upside. In corn, prices are up 2 to 4 cents, the March contract up 3 at $3.77 per bushel. Aside from some pre-report positioning, chart support did help underpin the futures, while declining basis levels across the U.S. Corn Belt were also serving to limit farmer selling. For wheat, prices are up 4 to 10 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 9 at $4.90 per bushel. Speculative short covering was a feature, while ample world supplies and improving U.S. moisture conditions tempered the gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, December 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.